The following is a presentation of Got Questions Ministries.
What should be the order of priorities in our family? The Bible does not lay out a step-by-step order for family relationship priorities. However, we can still look to the Scriptures and find general principles for prioritizing our family relationships. God, obviously, comes first. Deuteronomy 6, verse 5. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. All of one's heart, soul, and strength is to be committed to loving God, making Him the first priority. If you are married, your spouse comes next. A married man is to love his wife as Christ loved the church, Ephesians 5, verse 25. Christ's first priority, after obeying and glorifying the Father, was the church. Here is an example a husband should follow, God first, then his wife. In the same way, wives are to submit to their husbands as to the Lord, Ephesians 5, verse 22. The principle is that a woman's husband is second only to God in her priorities. If husbands and wives are second only to God in our priorities, and since a husband and wife are one flesh, Ephesians 5, verse 31, it stands to reason that the result of the marriage relationship, children, should be the next priority. Parents are to raise godly children who will be the next generation of those who love the Lord with all their hearts, Ephesians 6, verse 4, showing once again that God comes first. All other family relationships should reflect that. Deuteronomy 5, verse 16 tells us to honor our parents so that we may live long and so things will go well with us. No age limit is specified, which leads us to believe that as long as our parents are alive, we should honor them. Of course, once a child reaches adulthood, he is no longer obligated to obey them, but there is no age limit to honoring them. We can conclude from this that parents are next in the list of priorities after God, our spouses, and our children. After parents comes the rest of one's family, 1 Timothy 5, verse 8. Following one's extended family in the list of priorities are fellow believers. Romans 14 tells us not to judge or look down upon our brothers, in verse 10, or do anything to cause a fellow Christian to stumble or fall spiritually. Much of the book of 1 Corinthians is Paul's instructions on how the church should live together in harmony, loving one another. Other exhortations referring to our brothers and sisters in Christ are serve one another in love, Galatians 5, verse 13. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you, Ephesians 4, verse 32. Encourage one another and build each other up, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 11. And consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, Hebrews 10, verse 24. Finally comes the rest of the world, Matthew 28, verse 19, to whom we should bring the gospel, making disciples of Christ. In conclusion, the scriptural order of priorities is God, spouse, children, parents, extended family, brothers and sisters in Christ, and then the rest of the world. While sometimes decisions must be made to focus on one person over another, the goal is not to be neglecting any of our relationships. The biblical balance is allowing God to empower us to meet all of our relationship priorities inside and outside of our families.
God Questions Ministry seeks to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ by providing biblical answers to today's questions. Online at gotquestions.org.